This is actually really interesting because last week we kind of reacted live to the beginning of Charlottesville. And there wasn't really much to say because it was still developing. Needless to say, a lot has happened since then. 8 days,
what? It's fucking lit.
It's kind of crazy.
So white supremacists was marching on a college campus?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember what exactly. Because I just looked at it this morning.
With torches. But really, it was like the tiki things from like Home Depot.
It's paused.
So this is why is this such a huge thing to talk about?
Just a lot of people. I just was trying to figure out what sparked. Did everyone just get off of work at 5 and be like, let's just light some fucking torches?
What started this?
Like I don't like you know what I'm saying? Like this almost seems like it was in like retaliation for something, but I don't know what the fuck it was or why it happened.
Yeah, it just happened. It literally just happened. I don't know.
Oh. All right, well, the next thing then. I thought this was like some huge in-depth thing.
It probably will be, but it's not there.
It just happened.
Right. So the white nationalist rally in Charlottesville. So, is the mic still on? We have a special guest joining us for this conversation, Mark with Spectrum Pulse.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
Right to the point.
That's all you got, man. Let the people know.
All right. I'm the host of Spectrum Pulse, another music critic channel on YouTube. Talk about music, movies, art, culture. I do a weekly series called Billboard Breakdown where I discuss all the nonsense over there. Basically, I came down for a bit of a road trip, decided to stop in Atlanta and hang out with some of these guys, and shame we couldn't have a more lighthearted topic.
Yeah. That's all good.
It was good.
Yeah. So, we had, I think he came out that night, right, and he, made the mini-size comment. Trump. He being Trump.
But we're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides.
He said, you know, there was blame to be had on many sides. I'm paraphrasing.
Oh my fucking God.
And then 2 days later, he came out, he said them by name.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK. Neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are equal under the law, and we are equal under our Constitution.
God, I hate even saying that Trump said something good, right?
He walked it back.
It's good that people made him say that.
Say again?
It's good that people made him say that.
Sure, but he still said white nationalists. And if he had just said white supremacists and glossed over white nationalists, then they might have had, you know, he wasn't talking about us.
So what's the difference?
There isn't a difference. It's like Negro and colored.
Okay.
They see one as a technical term, and the other one is something that they're trying to slide by and act like.
Oh, so you're saying if you said white supremacists, they would be like, oh, well, we're white nationalists. I got you.
Exactly. It's all a fucking stupid semantics game with these motherfuckers.
Branding.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like rebranding of white supremacy.
I got you.
So the interesting thing, right, was that when he did, you know, when they made him say it, you know, we all knew that it wasn't genuine.
Yeah. Of course not.
But there was, you know, David Duke was pissed. Like, he felt he was hurt.
For a day.
He was hurt for a day. But even though I was like, oh, yeah, he doesn't mean it. Everybody know he doesn't mean it, this, that, and other. But they did feel like something from him publicly naming them. Mm-hmm. So there was that. But as we all know, a day later.
Said that the alt-right
is behind these attacks, and he linked that same group to those who perpetrated the attack in Charlottesville.
Well, I don't know. I can't tell you. I'm sure Senator McCain must know what he's talking about. But when you say the alt-right, define alt-right to me. You define it. Go ahead.
Well, I'm saying, as
no,
Senator,
define it for me. Come on, let's go. Define
Senator
it
McCain
me.
Defined them as the same group.
Okay, what about the alt-left that came charging at him? Excuse me. What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact they came charging, that they came charging with clubs in their hand, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do.
Sorry,
so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that was a horrible, horrible day. Wait a minute. I'm not finished. I'm not finished, fake news. That was a horrible day. I will tell you something. I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now. You had a group on the other side that came charging in without a permit, and they were very, very violent.
He got that phone call.
Man,
like,
he got that call.
We put you in there.
He got that call.
How did he sound?
He put you in there.
We put y'all ass in there.
And a lot of them were happy. David Duke publicly said, yeah, Trump's back with us. There was a site, or they've since shut it down, but there was a gaming site or channel or something called Discord. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them were on there.
It's
a
chat thing where you get a bunch of, it's sort mm-hmm. of like one of those chat servers, or sort of like what IRC was probably about 10 years ago. And basically, there's a bunch of Nazi-affiliated channels that showed up on there, and they got mass banned. Then they had the Daily Stormer, which is
yep,
that was great.
Right-wing rag. They lost their GoDaddy, kicked them off. Good. They tried to move to Google. Google kicked them off.
Good.
They ended up on a Russian domain site.
Of course.
Because, of course, they fucking did.
Because Trump called Putin and was like, hey, can you hook them up real quick? You got a place to stay.
But if we know anything about web storage, they actually have to have storage for this beyond the domain name.
Right.
So CloudShare took their entire storage stuff down as well.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a massive, you know, revolt since then, and I don't know, man. Like, and David Duke was of course happy, and then they were saying that people in that chat server were saying, "Oh, Trump's back on our side again." So for people out there that think that him, you know, not saying these things don't matter, they do matter, mm-hmm. you know, and it matters to them. And for all the people to say, well, it's just like a small base, it's not what really got him in office. Actually, yes, it did. Because they were the small base that managed to push him over the top to win the election.
But economic anxiety, right?
Margin. Yeah. And you know, and I think the other thing that I found interesting, right, was like, it was a lot of white people. Mm. It was a lot of white people that were out there were like, fuck no. Mm-hmm. This is not going down. We are not with this. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What needs to fucking happen.
Mm-hmm. So what do y'all think about like because a white lady died during this whole thing?
I know now it's a problem.
Now it's a problem. Yeah. Do y'all agree with that now it's a problem?
It was already a problem.
I think right. that's just people just kind of like.
Just kind of.
I don't know what you'd call that. It's not sour grapes. What do you call that? Where they're just like.
I don't know.
Now we're expected to care.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's saying, well, if it, you know, I think maybe
if it was a
what
bad
you're
person,
talking
you
right.
cared. I don't know.
I kind of agree with that.
Really?
Definitely. I think it would have been painted as Black Lives Matter faces. They would have spun it in a way where, oh, this person probably deserved to die.
They already have tried to spin some of it like that. Because basically what happened, you had one of the, I think it wasn't Breitbart, I think it might have been The Stormer. They came in and they immediately said, this 32-year-old,
she's
unmarried
slut right.
fat, and they started piling on that crap. If it had been, sad fact is that if it probably had been someone who was black, I'd say Black Lives Matter activist who was just as violent and that same sort of bullshit.
Absolutely.
But that's the point. It's the same thing. Yeah. So I don't think it would have made a difference.
It would have.
How?
Because
they're doing the same shit now.
I mean, but still, it's a white woman. Like, so many people are making all these pushes to take down statues and shit because, oh my God, this is so tragic. Bitch, this has been happening for the past couple years. You know what I'm saying? But it's
because we were tearing down Confederate flags before this happened.
Confederate flags, not Confederate whole fucking flags monuments.
Different from statues, yeah.
No, it's not. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I want you to. No, go ahead. I was just gonna say the statue thing is a little deeper because I know like those have been around for
absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Flags are, you know, it's a flag,
mm-hmm.
not a monument.
But we were tearing them down off of government buildings. So now but are we really trying to say that the reason that people are going around now tearing down statues is because a white woman died?
That's not what I was saying. I was just going on.
I think it perpetuated some of the larger push from predominantly
mainstream media. Mm-hmm. Sure, exactly. Okay. But that's not why statues are getting pulled down. Statues are getting pulled down because the president came out and basically said, "I'm on their side." Yep. Yeah. It's not because some white chick died. That's really downplaying the power that we now have and need to take advantage of.
Yeah.
That's my point.
And the city of Baltimore had already made the decision to take it down. They just haven't acted on it. I think when they saw what happened in Charlottesville, they were
just
like,
general,
yeah, I don't want this happening here.
I don't want these problems.
So that's why they did it. So I guess, go overnight.
More into detail why you think that played a part.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just saying, just go into more detail as to why you think that may have played a part.
I just think it played a part because mm-hmm. I feel like, well, I was talking to my friend about it, and mm-hmm. you know how like the police and police brutality has been obviously like prominent for like forever, but especially mm-hmm. like within like the past couple of years, you know, all types of people have been dying, white, black, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I kind of still feel like obviously police can get away with that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But when you see a white woman die, you know what I'm saying? Like her death being caused by white supremacist, white not, you know what I'm saying? To have, like, I don't know if y'all saw that video, but I think, yeah, I actually shared it with y'all
so
on Twitter.
So that's the one that she died from that incident?
Yes, yes. That specific
she got
incident.
Run over by a car looked like yours.
Don't be rude. Anyways,
I have a Dodge Charger. That was a challenge.
Wasn't that what it was?
It was a challenger.
That same shit.
Exactly.
Tomato, tomato.
It was a challenger.
So I don't know. I just kind of feel like it's insane that this amount of pushback will come from white nationalists killing a white woman versus police brutality. Oh, that's still fine with happening. It's whatever because, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. They have the badge to do it.
Right.
But it's just so interesting that, I don't know, I kind of feel like this white woman, especially her face, mm-hmm. it's the stereotypical white angel, like, oh my gosh, like she's so innocent. Mm-hmm. Like the look in her eyes, I was like, God damn, like.
They got a good one.
You know, that's what I felt like. I was just like, shit. Like, she looks so, yeah. And then like her last like couple of posts on like Facebook and shit.
Yeah.
That shit is so crazy
what was
to
that?
Me.
I didn't see
it
that.
Was what it,
it was like if you're not paying attention to the movie, if you're not paying attention.
Angry by what's going
by
now, on,
you're
not paying
you're
attention.
Not paying
something,
attention.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. So I was like, God damn. And then her mom coming out to speak on it.
Yeah,
you have no idea. Yeah. I mean, like, for example, if a white person is to die in the name of, you know, equality or something like that, you never know what their parents or their family or
Sophie has a point,
immediate or extended family, like, you never know what the fuck they're thinking.
Yeah.
You might be like, damn, Thanksgiving might be fucking crazy this year because it might be opposing sides within that own family.
Yeah.
But to see her mom be like, look, my daughter died. We got to make this shit fucking count. That shit hits so hard with me. And I kind of feel like, for example, like trying to demonize a white person dying in the name of equality doesn't work the same way as when it's with a black person.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to be like, okay, but bitch, look at my skin. Like, no, like this is not the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why obviously it's taken a harder, like even on Twitter, someone was like, damn, like, It almost seems like all of a sudden people start caring so much about this shit. Like, I wonder why that is. Someone's like, because a white woman died. The shit went viral.
Yeah.
And you can't fucking deny it. I'm not saying because of that particular instance, the whole of America shutting down. But that definitely, in my opinion, is a push on why everything is moving, quote unquote, as fast as you might think it is. Because, we got to take the fucking statues down. And, we got to do this. And, like, everybody's in a fucking tizzy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's the part that I'm with her for 95% of that.
I got you.
That's the only part that I disagree. It doesn't even matter. It's a minor disagreement. It doesn't even matter.
Right,
for the record, because you said Sophie has a point. I was never saying that Sophie doesn't have a point.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with her for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the reason this took off is because the face of the person cannot have mud slung on it. And the second someone tried, they were shut the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the thing going on with the statues,
mm-hmm.
I think 95% of that is because the president came out and we are now seeing that he is citing whether you want to admit it or not,
right.
He is now siding with with white supremacists.
And I can read you a quote here. It says, like, this is something from CNN. It said, Heather Heyer's cousin asked why it took the death of a white woman at the hands of a white supremacist group. And basically she said, you know, for people to recognize the dangers of racism.
Right.
Like, for you to understand, like, I think this is my whole point. For years and years and years, people of color and black people have been dying at the hands of racism. Mm-hmm. But for racists to be so racist where white people who are standing up for equality basically puts them on an opposite spectrum to where they're subjected to be being killed too, mm-hmm. they're not even protective from racism right. at that point. So that's why it's becoming an issue, because it's like, damn, it's really forcing me to choose a side here. And if I'm not on the side where, you know, I choose my, you know, white privilege or my, you know what I'm saying, like white supremacy, mm-hmm. I am also subjected to dying with these people who have been experiencing and facing oppression and being a minority for so long. So it almost forces you to choose, which is why it's so insane, because just being white at this point doesn't necessarily, like, obviously there's privileges that come with that, but basically for you to choose to be on the side of somebody who's faced so much oppression, it's kind of like, damn, like, I can die at the hands of this shit too. This now makes it dangerous for me.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Yep.
Damn. Shut it down.
Yep.
Yeah, where has this Sophie been for 35 shows? So is that why you wasn't saying nothing before? You was nutting up for a minute? She was waiting to get that
Sorry,
mushroom?
I'm passionate about this shit. I've been following this
but
for
forever.
But we've
been asking you to speak for fucking...
Mm-hmm. You just gotta wait until it comes.
That's what I'm saying. It took a minute.
I need
minute.
Twitter Sophie, man. I need Twitter
right.
Sophie.
Right.
That's what we need.
I think people definitely, mm-hmm. definitely need to keep up with the removal of these monuments. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great that people saw the president come out and say
and show his true colors.
And show his true
yeah.
colors.
Yeah.
And people are now going out and making ridiculous comparisons. You know, oh, are we now gonna take off what's the thing at Stone Mountain?
Yep.
All the
bomb that shit out.
What's it called? The whatever yeah. and all this other shit.
Yep. Yeah.
No, I don't care about that.
Place it without
I really
okay.
yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I saw it. That was funny.
Yeah.
But I think that's ignoring. That's kind of like knocking down the bigger issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, going and blasting off that is not really going to change anything.
Exactly.
But
it would be amazing.
It would be great.
That rally would be sickening.
But
it would, though.
Did you see the rally?
It never happened.
Did you see the rally that I think happened yesterday where they Boston. Remixed Move Bitch, Get Out the Way?
Uh-uh.
That shit is hilarious. Hold up.
Wow.
Yeah. But I do think the Stone Mountain thing would be impactful. Because you remember that shit that happened
Look.
When they all were going to Stone Mountain? I told you the whole 20 was like
I was
filled.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, yeah. I think it would be impactful if they did that. You know.
That's the crowd saying that?
Yes.
And when that was here?
They say it moved Trump, get out the way. That shit is hilarious.
Wow.
And Ludacris reposted
so
it.
Corny.
It is corny.
That is so corny.
That's hilarious.
It's a little corny.
That is hilarious.
I'm about to say, turn that shit off. Please.
That shit is hilarious.
I'm not finna.
You know,
I'm not finna get hype off that.
I wouldn't have been in that crowd saying, "Move, bitch, get out of the way."
I probably would.
I wouldn't either.
Come on
like,
now.
Please stop.
That shit is classic.
Like, come on. We just talked about
classic.
Jake Paul fucking up hip hop, and here y'all go.
Right, right.
With this bullshit.
Right.
Trump. You better move.
I'm sure Ludacris and Mystical are happy.
Yeah, he's probably getting some.
They in the studio right making now. A remix right now. If they smart.
Right.
You know, I think it was interesting, right? Mm-hmm. That I think I'm just taken aback a little. Like, I'm not surprised by Trump
mm-hmm.
Because he's proven to be stubborn
mm-hmm.
And racist
and a dickhead.
Mm. Yeah, but I think for me, I'm just
his name. Them all.
I'm just like, this is such an easy win.
For who?
Just to say their names and blame one side.
How's an easy win?
To say that it's bad.
But he
right?
can't though, because that's
right. That's gonna kill his base. His, yeah,
I know. But
it's not. An easy
I understand
win.
That. But
it's an easy win to you, but
not for Trump.
Not for Trump.
Yeah.
But look at the pushback. At least right now, because it may not last. If he stays in office, 4 years later, it may be forgotten, right? And the people that are coming out against Trump may side back with him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a new guy. He's changed. He learned from his ways. Mm. That was this. So,
You got the scary thing, though, is that his approval ratings went up this week.
I'm so sure.
You are fucking lying to me.
Yeah. I was following it on The Economist. Basically, what happened was, and I was reading an article about this, it broke down that said that when in times of great division like we have right now, where there is indeed that incredible polarization, people look towards people of authority in order to speak to what they're looking for, to reinforce something. And it's very, very easy when Trump to get up there and basically say, it's many sides. It's implying violence on both sides. It's implying that the normal average person does not need to get involved. Now, some people will see right through that shit, but for establishment Republicans, for them to see that, and they're like, shit, we have a way out. And we get fucking Tina Fey goes on SNL and says,
just eat fucking cake.
Exactly. You don't need to go outside. You don't need to get involved.
Killed it.
Fucking
killed it.
Wow.
It's I think it's fucking hilarious that SNL has had the best commentary when it comes to this election and the current climate that we have going on right now. It seems like every time they throw something up, it's just like, God,
I
just feel like at this point, if you're looking to Trump for some type of consolation or for a pat on the back or to make you feel better, I feel like there are people who still are genuinely like, damn, like either I voted for him or maybe I didn't. You know what I'm saying? But people who still try to give him the benefit of the doubt or try to have some type of optimism that he's going to say something that will make you feel better or help you sleep better at night. Like, wow, like I'm really like, if you're still looking to Trump to, you know, put a Band-Aid on your boo-boo or make you feel better, you're a fucking idiot at this point.
I don't even think it's that. I think some people will realize, we laid this bed, we laid in it, and you know what? Like, we might not like that we have this guy, but, you know, we're just going to double down because fuck the other guys that much harder.
That's just so shitty.
And I think people are, at this point, I think people are just fucking scared.
And desperate.
They want him to, I mean, even though most of us know that he's not going to do it, but let's be real, we kind of need him to do this. We need him to go on there and condemn these people because right now it's looking like we are losing because now we have the president of the United States, the person who controls the military, everything else, and the police, that is saying, not in so many words, of course, but they're saying that, yeah, this is an issue with just some violent people. It's not a big deal. And the thing about it is, it's like people are ignoring the fact that some of us go through this on a fucking daily basis.
Right.
And that's the thing, like, for me, when I look at this, I'm like, well, we kind of been trying to tell y'all, you know, quite some time. You know, Colin Kaepernick lost his job because of it. And that was just on the police brutality side. But you guys didn't want to believe us. Or you guys didn't want to believe, you know, the immigrants, you know, the Mexicans or whatever. Like, this has been an issue. But once you see, like, this actually take place live, now it's a problem. Or to your point now, like, oh my God, we lost one of our own because of this. You know, so now there really is an issue. I didn't know.
Now we have no choice but to talk about it.
Right.
Like, oh my God, racism can affect white people too? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and you know, while it's great to see, you know, a lot of people are pointing at it, pointing out Republicans, you know, and everybody like on the right saying, hey, you know, even they're saying that there's no moral equivalency to it. You have to denounce it, this, that, and other. This goes back to what I was saying earlier. Yeah, it's an easy win. It's easy to just be like, yeah, that's wrong. So you're on record of saying that's wrong. But sometimes their policies and their actions speak otherwise.
Oh, duh.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you can easily go on record of denouncing this because it's an easy win.
Yeah, for people to point and say, oh, that's not that bad. Yeah. Or so, oh, yeah, he denounced it. It's not a big deal. But his policies are completely, like,
I think that's the game that the Republicans are playing, but I don't think that's the game that Trump is playing. I think there's a market difference there.
Yes, exactly.
I think it makes him look even better to his his core fan base.
By doubling
down. The fact that he's doubling down and the fact that he has all of these other Republicans that are saying, no, you're wrong. It makes him look, that's why I keep, I mean, I know this is maybe a semantics game again, but that's why I don't think it was necessarily an easy win for him to come out and say, oh, well, white supremacists are bad. I think that would have fucked him. Really.
It's an easy win for the Republicans like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell to say that.
Right, look, this was never what we represented. You guys have blamed us for this forever. Mm-hmm. We are this is what was the trend? This is not us.
Yeah.
Oh
this
my fucking
hashtag
God.
This is not us. Yeah. That was great. That would be great
fucking
for them.
Lady Gaga. I fucking can't.
I think y'all jumped on poor little Lady Gaga.
Fuck her.
She just asked, what can I do to help? And y'all said, man, bitch, shut the fuck up.
You know what's funny? No.
Wait, so go ahead.
No, Lady Gaga was asking, like, oh my God, if there's anything that you would recommend us doing to help, what could it be? And then the black woman who got locked up for, like, you know, putting the rope around the statue and helping take it down, mm-hmm. they added her and were like, get this bitch out of jail. Mm, no response. Nice.
Was she the only one arrested? There were more arrests, right?
Well, there were more arrests because a whole bunch of people went up to the station to try and, like, turn themselves in. And the line was so fucking long, they were hoping that would get her out.
No, it was, like, hundreds of people down the
like, okay, bitch, you gonna take her? Take me too,
type
of thing.
Take everybody.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I don't know how many people actually even got in because of that, because at that point,
yeah, they should.
Like, you got to just be starting to refuse people because you're like, God damn, like, I appreciate it, but we don't got no more space for y'all.
But wait, go back to Lady Gaga for a minute because I actually found that whole
She created a shit ton of polls. I just feel like she just created a shit ton of polls. Like, do you agree with this or how do you feel that Trump is leading? And she. A whole bunch of people responded to the poll, and obviously it was, like, negative regarding Trump.
Sure.
And I think she, like, retweeted it and tagged Trump and was like, I have a whole bunch more followers than you do, and this is what seems to be the consensus, so I feel like you need to change your ways. Like, that whole bullshit, like...
I'm not talking about that. That's unbelievably corny. I didn't even know about that part.
Yeah.
All I saw was the initial question. Which didn't bother me. I kind of giggled because it was just a stupid fucking question. But basically she asked, what can white people do to help in this fight against racism? That was basically what the question was. Now, again, I kind of giggled because it was just like a stupid fucking question. But at the same time, but when I really thought about it, I was like, well, isn't this kind of what we want to start happening?
There you go, Mike.
Don't we?
Come on my side.
Is that what you were thinking too? Yeah. I was like, don't we kind of want people of privilege and of power to start asking these questions and say, what can we do to help? Yeah. Because if she really has that many followers, and then she starts telling them, well, look, guys, this is how these folks feel. Because look, if we keep saying it, no one's going to listen.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about that before.
Yeah, we have.
That for black folks to keep yelling over and over again about how this system is affecting us. It's like, oh, well, we don't fucking care.
Right.
We now need the the support.
You know what
of
I feel like
side.
Is annoying to me, though? I feel like they ask these type of questions, and before even getting a response, or maybe after we respond, their response is always, well, you know what? Just love and glitter and unicorns.
But is that what she
but that's
did?
Not what she did, though, right?
I kind of feel like that's... Feel
like you can't kind of... like
yeah.
That's not no, I'm not projecting that onto her. I feel like she's the type of artist where that's the type of stuff that she was saying, I think before, I'm not sure after, but definitely before answering the question. Or before asking the question, I should say.
Nothing wrong with that.
So... I mean, yes, there is something wrong with that.
But before asking the question to say, why don't we stop fighting and love each other? There's nothing wrong with that. And then to follow that up by saying, what can I do to help? There's nothing wrong with that.
I just feel like at her shows and stuff like that, you know, obviously you're not going to try and be super political at a show that you're having because you don't want to piss off fans. I don't know.
Maybe she's not cut out for that. Maybe she's not made to. Cause, I mean,
maybe.
I'm not cut out for that.
But it seems very.
We're not cut out for that. So
I don't know. I just feel like it seems very like Katy Perry-ish. Like, I'm just trying to understand. It's not my fault.
And see, and when we keep having that reaction,
yeah,
we're never like going to like, get anywhere because at least she tried to do something.
Right. But at the same is, time, we've reached the point where there is so much literature and shit online, and someone in her status and surrounded by pop culture, she should know.
She has a fucking intern that she could goddamn ask if she wanted to.
Like, she's got
to
wait.
I don't want her to ask an intern that works for fucking Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. I want her to ask
a
motherfucker.
The internet, ask Twitter?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I would rather her ask motherfuckers that are average people that will tell her the fucking truth. If she goes to her intern and says, hey, intern, what can I do to help you black people get better? better. What the fuck is her intern gonna tell her? Well, no, Miss Gaga, you're doing great. No, motherfucker, ask me. I don't give a fuck about Lady Gaga. I've heard three of her fucking songs and they all suck. So ask me what the fuck you can do. Ask your average hood motherfucker that has no idea who the fuck she is. Ask them. I'm not saying that it's not disingenuous. Mm-hmm. I don't even think that's really the point. Mm-hmm. But I would like for more people to start asking us what they can do to help, as opposed to ignoring us or just going online and saying, hey, guys, stop fighting, and then calling it a fucking day.
Okay.
And I would agree with that, but up to the point where I think that she shouldn't – you get the feeling that someone like her should know better. And you get the feeling that someone like her should have the opportunity, should have at least the insight to realize that there should be some work that she should be doing on her own. Mm-hmm. She shouldn't have to rely on people telling her that.
On the internet.
But who says that? Okay.
On Twitter, in your mentions.
Well, you could just Google, but you know, sure.
Okay, so if we just go and Google, what can I do to make a trans person's life better? You're going to tell me we're going to get all the fucking answers and we shouldn't actually talk to trans people?
Not all of them.
No, but I'm saying...
Then why?
What, you don't give a general direction.
But some of them do push back and say, yeah, you go Google. Because there's a lot of information out there.
Of course.
That you can, you know, read yourself. I'm not here
but
to
But I'd rather her talk
you.
To... I'd rather her talk... And see, and you know what? I've had that discussion too. Mm-hmm. And that shit kind of bothers me. So I had a discussion relatively recently with a family member. And... there's this perception of whenever a privileged person asks you about your situation mm-hmm. and why certain things that they might do will hurt your situation, that it's not your responsibility to explain that to them. And I agree, mm-hmm. it's not your responsibility, but I have no fucking problem sitting you down and talking to you about it. Why the fuck should I? Yeah, you can go to Google and you can find some canned answers, but you know what? I know you,
right.
And you're asking me personally, so let me explain to you as a person that you know personally yeah. how your fucked up
that's
shit affects me that you might not understand.
Might,
you can read an article, but that's not going to give you the nuances of somebody's life.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that, fine, she went on Twitter and she asked Twitter, ha ha, at least she fucking did something. What are these other motherfuckers doing?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, and I
and it goes to the same thing mm-hmm. with Colin Kaepernick. Now it's, you know, my dad talked about it. Like, it's be interesting to see if white players start stepping up. And now we've had a couple of white players now kind of stepping
and
up.
And what did it take?
I've been waiting on
what
that
did it take?
Yeah.
Did somebody say, oh, we'll just go Google it? No, it took somebody that was in their own group, their own social group, to say, look, motherfucker, these things are going on.
Right. It took Charlottesville and a white woman dying.
Yep.
And a president... denouncing
for white players siding with white supremacy.
That's what it took.
Yep.
Right.
That's what it took.
His propaganda to get back to work at Breitbart. They got rid of Bannon on like Friday, and basically, I was initially thinking that this wasn't going to be a bad thing, but really, he wasn't as useful there. He's now in a situation where he gets his media arm back.
You know what? You are absolutely right.
Oh, you did?
He went right back to Breitbart,
the day or two after.
Mm. Same day.
Same day.
Yeah.
And he's more helpful there than
because he's more influenced. Mm-hmm. He can have more influence there.
And he doesn't have to put on airs mm-hmm. anymore
yep.
because he's no longer a government employee.
So crazy.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I didn't even.
I knew he was going to be out.
Yeah. But there you go. These are things that your average person can probably explain to you that you might not get those detailed answers from other places.
I do take issues when people say, oh, well, it's not my responsibility because I think.
I get it.
I mean, I understand, but I also, like you, think this is a moment, right, to talk to somebody about what's going on. Because if I ask you about something like, man, motherfucker, just Google it, I might not feel like Googling. Or I might not like your response.
Exactly.
So I might be like, man, fuck you then. Mm-hmm. I was trying to understand, I was trying to understand.
But it's up to you as the person with the knowledge to, you know, decipher, oh, is this person being condescending? Do they really give a fuck? Do they really actually care? Are they just, you know, being in my face like, okay, fine, you fucking explain it to me then. That's the type of people I don't fucking respond to.
You can parse that, though.
Right. I know. I'm just saying. Right, yeah. I'm just saying, like, if somebody genuinely comes up to me and asks me, like, damn, like, as a woman, how do you feel dealing with, you know, certain microaggressions or certain things from like mm-hmm. white people, or how do you feel with dealing from, I don't know, whatever, with men, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm probably going to answer that. And I feel like if the conversation is engaged in a certain way where I feel like you're being receptive to what I'm saying and like things are going, you know, in like a positive direction, fine. But if you're just like, well, why? Well, why? Well, why? Well, why? Because I've had those type of responses before. And by the second or third time I respond to you, go fucking Google it. Because A, you're getting on my nerves. B, I don't fucking know you like that to, you know what I'm saying? Like, give you my time on this topic. And that's all I'm saying is like, obviously Mike agrees when, you know, you don't feel like you're owed, you know what I'm saying, to explain. You know what I'm saying? You're never owed to explain something to somebody. Right. And yes, sometimes it does seem bitchy. Yeah, go Google it. But at the same time, like, it's always up to, like, your discretion. But I just feel like in a lot of situations where people will ask you certain things, they never preface it with, hey, like, I'm really coming to you because I really genuinely want to know. It's always like, well, fuck. What's your goddamn problem with this? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, go fucking Google it if you want to be a fucking asshole.
I'll give you a prime example. I know this isn't really on the topic, but it kind of is. It's gotten to a point now where I think I've said this before. I don't try to understand every single issue that happens with people that are outside of my group, but I accept them.
Yeah, you
said that. So somebody on Twitter got upset because I used the wrong pronoun for a rapper, Invincible, from Detroit. I refer to Invincible as she. I had no idea that Invincible does not... And I don't even know if this is all true because I never Googled it. This person just said this.
Okay.
They said that Invincible does not identify as she. Invincible identifies as they. And I said, well, I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense. That wasn't a, you're stupid and you're lying. Fuck you. It was a literal, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Explain this to me because that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Because to me, what does they mean? It means
more than
a gang of folks.
Right.
So my friend, Moody Black, K-Death, I asked him. Because there's not that many people that I would actually go out of my way to ask these questions. Because I know how it feels for a white person to come up and say, well, why do y'all find the Confederate flag racist? It's not. My daddy wasn't racist. He loves the Confederate. That's not what it's about. And sometimes you want to have that conversation, but most times you don't.
Yeah.
So I was like, can you explain this to me? Now, some people would have looked at him. It's not my job to explain this to you. But guess what? I did Google it, and I didn't find an answer that made any fucking sense. It took him a minute and a half to break this shit down. I was like, So he said, if somebody comes to your house and drops off literature and you don't know if it was a male or a female, what do you say when you say somebody dropped off literature? You say they. Because that is a pronoun that could be male or female. That's all it took. And I was like, God fucking damn, you're fucking right. But when I asked the dumb fucker on Twitter, they didn't explain. They called me a transphobe. but that's what I'm saying. When you say, well, go Google shit.
I get it. I'm just saying it's from both sides. I can understand why in that instance you might want to explain and why you might just be like, fuck it, bro.
But a lot of times it will literally take someone like you or me or you a minute and a half to explain something that someone might spend 2 hours on Google trying to figure out.
And sometimes you misinterpret shit.
That too.
Like reading,
when you
that
know, too. Texting or see reading
Right.
Oh my
God.
And people be looking up fucking definitions for shit on Merriam-Webster. I'm like, oh my fucking God. That's not going to give you the actual answer, bro.
Right. So what do you want to explain that? See, and that's why, again, that's why I, even if it's fake, that's why I appreciate cornballs like Lady Gaga that say, hey guys, what can I do for you?
I really want
to
know.
What can I do to help? I appreciate that because let me tell you versus letting the internet that I have no control over that might not even be telling you the truth.
Because she knows that she has influence and maybe she can use her influence to help.
Right.
Well, and it did feel like it was coming from an earnest place.
Right. It just seemed like she was sitting at her house crying.
Right.
And was just like, I don't know what to do. What do I do?
In that meat dress.
I'm a glass Twitter. What should I do? That's how I took it. Because I could just see Lady Gaga doing that shit. Now, if that was someone else, if that was Taylor Swift.
Oh, my fucking Lord.
I would have been like, I ain't got time for this shit.
Right.
Got time for this shit.
Right.
But if it was Lady Gaga or Justin Timberlake, if it was one of those people, even though y'all shit on Timberlake, but you know, a lot of people shit on Justin Timberlake. But if it was him and he came out and said that, hey guys, look, I'm trying to help.
It is a new trend.
It is a trend to hit to shit on Timberlake. Which I think Justin Timberlake is pretty
appropriation.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
I know people just
mad. He's turning into Michael Bublé. He won't be as relevant.
Yeah, exactly. At that point he won't matter anymore.
No, not Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
But I also think that when I think now is a good opportunity if people are asking, right?
Right.
Because the awareness is raised and people are genuinely concerned. There are some, and you can kind of figure out who's who.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think now is a good time to be like, ah, motherfucking bitch, Google it. I think
get out
now,
my face asking me stupid ass questions.
Yeah, move, bitch. Get out the. Now, actually take advantage of this moment and have this conversation with people because you may not. It's tragic it got to this point, but now is the time to really have open and honest and genuine conversations with people that are really disturbed by what is happening. People that are not the same color as I am. You know what I'm saying? And I think to just be like, ah, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe what Lady Gaga is saying. How are we going to help her? You know, how's she going to help? No, I think she's concerned. But if it's not just her, she can. But what about everybody else? What about the person you go to work with or you run into at a market? Like, I'm seeing so many people, like, being so extra nice. Like, white people are so nice right now. Like, I'm in the grocery.
I agree.
They're, like, super. Bruh.
I agree.
Extra
like,
nice.
People let me over in lanes.
I am. I'm
getting let over in lanes.
That's because you drive that same car.
Oh, my fucking God.
They're like, oh, you about to go get another one.
Yeah, go ahead and go, motherfucker. Go ahead. I don't want any of these problems.
Hey,
get
him, the same color. It's the same
color. Same color and everything.
Stop. It's
same
not,
color
it's
and everything.
Not
yes, it is.
It's not the same car. It's not the same
whatever.
Color.
I mean, I know it ain't the same car, but it's the
he
same color.
He didn't give a fuck about that car, bro.
No, white people
sure did.
That shit mashed the fuck up.
Yeah, that was nice.
I was like, God,
white people ain't being nice to me. I don't know where y'all hang out. I mean, they're not being any nicer than they were before.
I'm just. I kind of
noticed it too.
Yeah,
I've kind of noticed it too.
I don't know.
I've kind of noticed it too.
Well, they probably just feel that energy from you. Oh with God. You, they probably see a beard and they're like, "Oh, I don't know about this motherfucker here."
What does that mean? What does that mean? Feel the energy from me?
You have a very pleasant energy.
Oh,
when you show up, like even before I knew you, and you're just a security guard, I'm like, "That's a cool motherfucker right there."
You're a security
because he was always giggling and laughing and smiling, and saying hello to everybody. You just have a energy like that. I show up to a place like that, people are like, "No, let me get the fuck away from this motherfucker." He look crazy, and he's probably an asshole. That's and they're right.
You were a security guard.
Yeah. Yes.
Why?
He used to be part of the part of them.
It was a
one of them.
Yeah, I was in. It was a college job. Yeah, I mean it's one of the easiest college jobs you can have. Yeah, you can do your homework. You can study. I mean, it's overnight.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to figure. Okay, go ahead.
No.
But he was known as like the really nice security guard.
Yeah. Right.
Like no one knew his name. They're like, you know, the really
like
nice
a security
guy.
Guard at like a library or some shit.
No, it was office building.
At our job. That's how we met him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. It was an office building.
Anyway,
he was a security guard.
I was like, not a club security guard.
Huh?
I just don't see that.
She was thinking a club security guard.
No.
Yeah, because you got to look like you about to beat somebody ass.
No. I mean, I can look like that too at times.
Can ya?
Okay.
Okay. Don't test me, motherfucker. You want to see it? You want to see it?
I'm nice ride. It's an angry ride, too. No. I can switch it up.
I can go from cringer to battle cat real motherfucker quick. All right?
I can pull my chest up.
Look, Sophie, like, who the fuck is that? What are you talking about?
Right. Nah.
So, you're a tourist, remember that.
Yeah. So. I could switch it. Yeah.
Anyway.
So, Sophie. Yeah.
What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Kim.
Oh.
Kim who?
Oh,
damn.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
What did she do?
What?
What did Sophie? She do?
Okay, so we're going to knock this out real quick.
Yeah.
So we're done with the white supremacist stuff.
No, it's on the same.
That's still going
it's
on.
It's still like this.
It's still going on.
Right.
What did she do? She called Kanye a nigger? Finally?
He probably liked that shit.
Huh?
But anyways, he probably liked that shit.
Call it to me again. Call me again.
So, Kim Kardashian, this story, I guess it's kind of old now, so I'm just exhausted to tell it, but whatever.
It's just in the midst of all this.
Yeah, but I mean.
Someone tell me what she did.
That's what she's about to
do. We're about to do that. Can you wait?
You know Sophie Tate.
Y'all just be getting stressed. I want to know.
I am stressed.
I'm anxious.
Okay, so you remember your friend Jeffree Star?
Fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Okay, good. Well, getting into it.
I hate you.
So basically, you know. He's this.
Oh,
you know history more than I do.
I heard this.
But
okay.
Anyways, regardless of what he used to, I only know knew of him as recently, just doing the whole makeup thing. You know, YouTuber gone. You know, makeup, whatever the fuck. He has like a super, I guess, successful line of you know, highlighters and shit, whatever. And I guess Kim Kardashian just, I guess, in her light of Kylie's success with her own cosmetics line, she decided to revamp her own shit and brand her own type of stuff. And recently, she's been coming out with, like, contour kits and whatever. So she's been working, I guess, really closely with a lot of like YouTube stars to kind of, you know, get her clout up and get her reviews up and da 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 da. Right. And one of these stars is Jeffree Star. He already has his own makeup line. And she basically got on Instagram or Snapchat and was like, guys, I just really feel like, honestly, y'all are being so rude to Jeffree. And he like used to be racist, but like isn't anymore. And like, Bible, I just feel like y'all should stop with the negativity in my mentions because it's like really rude and people change. So like, yeah. And then there was another video and she was like, but yeah, just to like follow up, like.
Right. She had another video. I'm like, really?
Get off his ass because y'all are honestly like being so rude and I literally can't. And yeah.
Your Kardashian is so
on point. And that's basically what she said. And everyone was like, bitch, shut the fuck up because you don't know what you're talking about.
But after she got all the backlash, she came back and apologized.
Of course she did, because that's bad PR for herself.
No, it's too late. I'm just saying, but she did do it.
But you know what?
I was late.
I apologize. Okay. What I was thinking is like, okay, you're Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Right? You have this big line. You are this person. You know what I'm saying? So you work with people in the makeup industry. How the fuck do you not know? Like, obviously Jeffree Star is a repeat offender of racism. He's had, like, if you literally Google Jeffree Star racist rant on Google, tons of shit will pop up. He called makeup there's a black girl named Shayla, told her to bleach her skin. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's out here calling people niggers. He's out here like just all types of shit. So it's like, okay, you put yourself in a place to tell black people how to feel in this fucking climate.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Right. 3 days after Charlottesville. It's not the best time. It's never the time. But now of all time, really that's fucking stupid. So then she came back like, hey guys, so I just want to say that it's like not my place as a white woman to say like those things, and I don't support racism, and like honestly, yeah, like no.
It was another video.
Another video. Like, so there was technically three: two where she was like, "Get off his ass," and another one that was like, "Oh my god,
I saw those two and I saw the statements. I didn't see the video."
Yeah, she's just in bed with like, you know, low lighting.
She's still getting contoured.
No, she wasn't contouring her breast.
Yeah, that was weird.
She's so stupid. She literally was like, "Yeah, he's just amazing at contouring, and honestly, y'all should just forgive him." The fuck?
Wow.
The fuck?
See, those two things.
Oh man.
Should not and do not have to be tied together. This guy could be, I don't know what contouring is, but sure. He's probably a great contourist, whatever you fucking call it.
Basically, what happened was she was just saying that he taught her how to swatch properly. Do you know what swatching
is? That's beautiful. Okay, but that has nothing to do with him being a fucking racist.
I don't understand that. Okay, so I guess what happened was, and again, I don't know her specific affiliation with him, whether there was a video that they did where he's like teaching her in the video or whatever. Okay. But a lot of the times, it's no secret that Jeffree Star has been a repeat racist. And the only reason that he's ever really apologized was before he started working for Kim or working with her because, oh shit, I know that she doesn't want to have any ties to that. So let me clean up my brand so that her brand won't be tarnished so she'll continue to work with me type shit.
Sure.
You know, and it's just kind of like, damn, that says a lot. You really don't give a shit as long as it's not affecting your money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's what happened?
Exactly.
Because see, I never cleared this up. I do not like Jeffree Star. Sophie on that bullshit.
Whatever. I'm not on
before,
that bullshit.
Look, Sophie was the one that actually told me that he was racist. I didn't know this before.
Yeah, you said you didn't know it.
The only thing I knew about Jeffree Star was that he made these.
That's just the building.
I was like, who the fuck is pissing at me? The fuck? Only thing I knew about Jeffree Star was that he made these ridiculously stupid songs people love.
Do you know that
that's
him and Nicki Minaj had a song together?
Him and who?
Nicki Minaj.
I'm not surprised. Oh, I'm not surprised at all.
Apparently it was a long time ago. I haven't heard it.
He probably called her nigger massage after she walked in. Anyways.
Oh my God.
So I had done this festival with my homeboy. And next to our booth was a Jeffree Star. I told you this. That's how I found out who he was. Next to our booth, there was a, an autograph line. Like where people go and get autographs
from
him.
And he was there.
And I was like, who is this person? I thought it was a chick. I was like, who is this? And one of our friends was like, oh, that's Jeffree Star. You don't know Jeffree Star? He's awesome. And I was like, It's like, oh, that's is that a trans person or is it a drag queen? I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, nobody really, yeah.
I mean, I don't really care. I was just genuinely
wondering.
Interested.
Yeah.
You know, because this person was huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know anything about the race stuff because I don't fucking Google Jeff because his music was terrible.
But as I said,
if I'm misgendering, by the way, I apologize. I honestly don't know what he identifies as.
I think he identifies as a he.
Okay.
Either
way, the music was bad, so I didn't Google anything else. When you told me, oh, yeah, he's a racist, I was like, oh. Because I thought you'd know because he does makeup. I was like, oh, you probably like Jeffree Star.
It's just a big thing in the makeup community because basically there's a, I think she was on one of these shows. You know Kat Von D? She was on some type of ink crew show or something.
Mm-hmm. Ink.
LA
Ink? Yeah. She was on, she was on New York Inc.
Yeah.
And then she did her own show.
Own show, yeah.
She's a tattoo artist.
So she's super successful. She has her own line or whatever. But she basically, I think, helped Jeffree come up in the makeup industry and like help be more known when he started his whole line. Mm-hmm. And it was, I think, like something that happened maybe last year when she finally posted on Instagram, like, look, bitch, I know that I introduced y'all to this nigga, but I don't really fuck with him no more. Huh? Yeah, like I don't really fuck with him anymore because he is racist and he does a whole bunch of shit that I don't agree with. Mm-hmm. And it's probably affecting her shit too. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you have any type of collaboration with Jeffree Star or get sent to review his shit, especially as a black guru, people will always comment like, so you work with a racist? Like what's going on? You know? So it's just a big thing. Like, I mean, whether you want to support him or not, that's your own business. But I just feel like it's just really insensitive to ask black people or people of color how to feel about somebody who has previously made offenses that, you know, regard racism. So
there you go.
So you don't accept Jeffree Star apology though?
I don't like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, who does?
Mm-hmm. So
you
I
say
mean,
you don't?
I don't. Yeah, no, I don't care what she does.
You know what? That brings up another question I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
So at what point do you think a past racist's apology is accepted?
Once they start making actual steps towards
fixing the problem,
not just fixing their problem, like, oh, I'm sorry I said this. Mm-hmm. I think it takes, in my opinion, a certain degree of activism to help other people. So for example, like, oh, I'm like saying like, okay, I'm sorry for this racist comment that I said. There's a difference between saying that and like, hey, like, I'm going to donate some money. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to actively help minorities in this way. Or damn, what I said was really fucked up. I know that there's a certain amount of people who aren't going to like me because of what I said. And that's cool. But I'm still making this apology.
I'm talking about an average person.
An average person?
Not like a celebrity. So let's say you have a friend that in the past has said certain things, even if they meant to or not, they said certain things that were offensive.
Yeah.
And later on down the line, they appear to realize that those things are offensive. And they tell you, look, I'm sorry. I didn't know what I said was fucked up. Mm-hmm. Or I was a different person then. Mm-hmm. I've changed now. Mm-hmm. At what point do you think, as adults, do you accept? And this isn't just a race thing. This could be a sexuality thing. This could be anything.
I think it's just showing that you've made strides to understand, like, damn, what I did was actually fucked up. And I actually, like, care about being different from who I was at that moment.
And I guess the question is like, what does that stride look like to you?
What does that stride look like to me? Yeah. I think it's just taking time to educate yourself. Whether, I mean, for example, if somebody said something to me in particular, like, okay, to me that was racist or something like that, I'm probably not going to associate with you just because being around you makes me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, if beyond you and I's relationship, you went to talk to somebody else about it, like, damn, like, you're another person of color that I have as a friend. I said this to this friend. Mm-hmm. I really want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously that ruined our relationship or whatever, put like a damper on what we were dealing with. Like, if outside of our hiccup, you went to go try and fix it outside of the relationship, regardless of whether you thought I was going to be cool with you again or not, that kind of shows me like, okay, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're willing to take this L whether I want to be friends with you or not. Like,
okay.
But it's just about you bettering yourself, regardless of where I stand with you in the future.
Right.
That's what I mean by activism, quote unquote.
So that goes back to his initial question, like, what would it take for you to be cool with that person again?
I think it's just up to that person's discretion on, like, damn, like, do you feel like they are not necessarily not problematic anymore, but do you feel like their strides to become more well-rounded when it comes to, like, being educated on certain things? Mm-hmm. Like, what does that look like to you? And do you feel like that's something that you, I don't know, can be around?
See, I think the reason I ask this, and again, I don't know the details of Jeffree Star, nor do I care about that person, but I know a lot of people get the once a racist, always a racist.
Right.
So someone might have said something 15 years ago.
Right.
And we will go find that shit, and then the internet will now say, this person is a racist.
Or a transphobe.
Or a transphobe.
And or,
well, that's a little different.
Super predators.
Nah, that's a little different. We're not talking about Hillary.
Right.
You're right.
But I'm with you. Well, that was for a reason.
I understand.
When it affects policy,
go ahead,
it's a different
Mike.
Situation.
Go ahead.
You can't be putting Hillary in. Fuck Hillary. Anyways, like, let's say Eminem. Like, he had a song before he was signed or anything where he said something about, I don't know if he said nigger or not, but I think he said something about, what was it?
But he said something about his black girlfriend or whatever.
But he said something derogatory.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
And Benzino found it and then made it out. And this was fucking decades later, probably. Mm-hmm. Found it and then said, Eminem's racist. In those kinds of situations, how do y'all feel about that? Do you think that, oh, well, if you said something, you must have meant it, and therefore you're now in that bucket? Or at some point, can that person come out and say, look, I'm sorry? Because I'll even give you one more real quick. I'll even give you another example. I had no idea, literally, that the term tranny was offensive. I had used it a million times. Never in a, oh, you fucking tranny, but more in a, oh, yeah, so this tranny was at the grocery store and people were being mean to her.
Yeah, because you just literally did not know.
Yes, but when you come out later on and I was like, oh my God, I've used that term in public. And I had no idea. And then I say, well, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I didn't know. I see how other people are treated when they do that. So I'm like, well, fuck. Should you just not even bother to apologize? Like, how do you fix that? You were going to say something.
Well, I remember when M, he actually did have an apology song. He put a Yellow Brick Road on Encore.
But that was after Benzino called him out.
Yeah, but I think when he got, even he acknowledged, he explained the entire situation there and actually said the overall ending message of the song is ultimately, no matter what color he is, she's still a hoe.
Which
is still ugly on connotations of the sort. But he actually he's like, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. He actually, an entire album that was basically self-flagellation and him killing his own career, like that actually does have some weight to settle scores that he did on that song, what came after. To actually put something in his art actually has some meaning and significance.
But some people didn't accept it. Some people still say he's a racist.
And that's their opinion to feel, okay, well, whatever, but...
Of course, it's their right to have an opinion, and you can't tell somebody else how to process those types of things. But at the same time, you want to look at things logically. So if somebody says something at one point, and then 10 years down the line says, "Look, I was wrong. I made a mistake." How do you guys feel about people accepting it or not accepting it?
It's always going to be subjective. I mean, at the end of the day, like, what it's up to you as a person to decide. Hey, am I going to forgive this person, or am I going to just be like, fuck them because they said this one thing one time? But if it's like something with repeat offenses,
that's different.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
That's different. Of course. That's different.
But if it's just like one thing one time, or like,
and certain,
whatever,
they might be young
and sometimes exactly
right.
You know, don't
everybody has shit on the internet where they probably said it fucking 6 years ago, and they're like, God damn, times have changed. I would be an idiot to say this today or to tweet this today or whatever.
They might get educated. They probably must have got educated
and
from
I
that
think
6 years.
Yeah, and I think sometimes people catch flack because, for example, there's probably some tweet hiding in your Twitter archive like 3 years ago where if you probably forgot about saying it, but somebody will search that bring it up
all the fucking time.
And because somebody brought it up, you apologizing on the behalf of saying that 3 years ago might seem quote unquote fake.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Right. I mean, again, that's what I'm saying. It's subjective on how you, as the person who are in the position of willing to forgive that person or not, how you take that. Because you might just be like, fuck you. You only said it because people called you out on it, but am I really going to search my own goddamn Twitter 3 years ago to be like, hey, I could have deleted this, but I'm just going to quote myself and publicly apologize? Like, what the fuck kind of shit? Nobody's going to do that.
You know, I mean, I think we're all learning, right? And some of us are, but I think to Mike's question and a scenario, like, I don't know what I said when I was young. I probably said a lot of fucked up shit.
Right. I mean, we all did.
You know what I'm saying?
We all did.
Well, I know I did. You know?
Like,
I'm telling you, man. I'm giving the whole gay thing. Like, especially when it comes to the whole gay thing. We all had. Like, well, I know you probably didn't, Mike, but I'm just saying I know, like, certain cultures. Like, certain,
right.
Like, growing there, up, it wasn't a big deal when we said it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But now, so, if somebody from high school or college be like, oh, yeah, but Ken, you said this. Like, well, you know, I didn't know any better.
Right.
You know, times were different, and I'm sorry I was a byproduct of that lack of education because of the things that were around me. I know a lot more now, and I'm way more educated.
Exactly. We're exposed to a lot more people.
Yeah.
Because all I knew was the people in my circle. All I knew. I didn't.
Exactly.
That's always my fallback. Yeah. Like, we didn't grow up with the internet. So everything that we learned had to come through letters or talking to specific people. So you were directly a byproduct of how you grew up and where you grew up.
Yep.
Absolutely. You guys that are younger have it so much easier. It's easier for you to find out that using certain terms is wrong.
The information is right at your fingertips.
Exactly.
But on the flip side, there will always be, we're also growing up in the era where there's always a record.
Yeah.
So when you come into the situation, I've seen a couple other critics talk about this sort of thing. In 10 to 15 years, if anybody from our generation is looking to run for office.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, we're fucked.
We're fucked.
I can't run for office now. And that was before there's a record for everything. Shit. So, but I think going back to what Sophie says, I think you have to look at the activity of that person over now time, and over a record, you know, compared to where they were.
But see, Mike doesn't. I can see why Mike wouldn't agree with that
because not everybody's probably on Twitter. Or,
I don't agree with what she's saying, but I'm saying. You don't know that. Like, so if it's somebody from your generation, from our high school, you can't trace back and see what they've done. All you can do is ask them.
That's true.
But I was called nigger plenty of times in high school. And if any of those motherfuckers came up to me now and said, look, man, I know I called you nigger in high school. I'm really sorry. I honestly don't know how to take it.
It's a no from you, dog.
It's
a no from you, dog.
It might be like, okay, well, I still don't really want to fuck with you, but I think that's a fucked up mentality. Like,
but that's not your fault for feeling how you fucking feel.
No, I know.
But I think there is a point there because this it's happened to me. I was walking down the street. I had three white guys in a pickup truck stop.
That's already
enough
for me.
And surround me and call me, you know, nigger and shit like that. And having to basically defend myself. Huh?
Are you talking about recently?
No, he's told the story before.
No, in Mississippi. Yeah. So what if,
hell no.
To your
right
point, what if I run into them again? And they'll be like, hey, man, I'm really
the same
sorry.
Three in the same pickup truck?
But what if like I'm 41. This was like, when I was like 18 or I was a teenager.
It's like, what do you say?
So what if somebody come in and be like, yo, man, I didn't know any better. I've learned a lot.
Would you even be in a position to feel like you give a fuck to forgive them at that point? Like, you, because did you ever really know them like that?
It doesn't matter. You still kind of want to hear it.
You still kind of, well,
kind of. I mean, it could be 30 years later. You still kind of want to hear it. If somebody says something bad about you, you kind of, an apology wouldn't hurt. But at the same time, it's like, do you really want to accept it?
Exactly. So then just fuck it.
I would be inclined to believe them.
I think you'd probably punch them in their face. Yeah.